I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnson across, Johnson in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks loops, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterlin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, Josh, and we do appreciate it. And welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel Pearson in our studio today after a split against the Northern Michigan Wildcats. It was a very fun weekend, even though we did not get two wins. Boy, exactly how you draw it up for these two schools to play in a home-and-home series. Packed down here, down there, packed up here. Great electric atmospheres.
Well, I think that's one of the things the fans and the players and everyone has to look forward to, especially when you play four games a year, and now they're conference games. It just jacked that intensity up. But you're right. They were sold out down there on Friday, and they won, and good for them. And of course, we came home Saturday, and boy, does it ever feel good to have a home game. It's amazing, and what a difference it can make. And just having your fans behind you, I just thought our fans were fantastic on Saturday.
They really were. I spoke briefly with Dennis Ricks right before the game on Saturday night, and I just asked him, I said, you're one of the captains or alternate captains, and I said, how are you feeling? How do you feel this team? He goes, He was very confident, and usually he's kind of a shy guy in a way. Right. Very confident. These guys are ready to play. He said, I really have a good feeling about the state of mind the guys are in. And boy, was he right.
Well, no question. I mean, we got off to a good start, obviously, other than the penalty. We can talk about that. But our guys were excited. And, when you have the atmosphere that we did, when you come out for warm-up and the student section's packed already, mm-hmm. I mean, that really... already add something to your team. And but this team has done a good job of sticking together. We've had a tough go, Derek. Let's be honest mm-hmm. about that. Being on the road, playing good teams, and you play five games and you're winless, it can start to play with your mind a little bit. And but this team, as I've told people, I've learned a lot about this team through those five games, and a lot of things, most of the things I really liked more than I did maybe a month ago. I had a lot of questions. So, and I think the team sees it. You understand when you're playing well, when you have a chance, when you're in the games, when you've been practicing well, when you have all the pieces, it's just a matter of it coming together. And for the most part, I think things did Saturday. And like Dennis said, they were confident. They're ready to go. And as a coach, I could tell that also.
Well, what about Friday's game? We take the short trip down to Northern where we're ready to play this game, and again, just right from the drop of the puck, things just didn't seem to go our way.
Well, and they were ready, and it's a fine line in college hockey every night between winning and losing, and usually that time that has the team that has that little extra jump in their step, that little extra energy. That can be the difference. And obviously, I thought they had that little bit of edge on us on Friday night. We were playing okay, and then it just takes that one little turnover, one quick shot, and bang, now you're down 1-0. We weren't playing poorly, but they took advantage of a good scoring opportunity early. And as soon as they score, you get on your heels, your team does, and they feed off of that, and that's what happened.
Well, so in that game, that first period on Friday night, we get the first power play of the game, but it was after their first goal. VJ scores that first goal. A nice shot. He's got a great shot.
That was a great shot.
It was off the post and in.
Yeah, put it up high. I don't know if he could have put it anywhere else and scored. So, and he's their leading scorer, and he showed why.
Well, that came at the 4:55 mark of the first period, and you look at the two guys that helped him out on that goal, Eric Higbee and Seckel, they're really good on that big sheet, aren't they?
They are. They skate well, and you know, obviously Reed Seckel's, I'd say, the straw that stirs the drink for them, and he came back, and you know, he had some energy and some hustle and some grit on that line. But they feed off each other. That's going to be one of the best lines in college hockey, and definitely in our league.
The only other goal of the game came in that same first period, and Brock Maschmeyer gets his second of the season on the power play, and another kind of seeing eye shot there where it didn't look like Phoenix Copley really had a good look at it.
No, he didn't. You know, they did a good job setting up a screen, and we did a poor job killing that the first couple power plays that they had. We were sagging in so deep and just letting them shoot the puck. Now, we did block some shots, but at the same time, when the puck goes out to the middle point, and he was right in the middle of the ice there, we were so far back that it gave him a lot of room and time and space to really do what he wanted. And he didn't take a big slap shot or anything like that. He just took a well-placed wrist shot, but there were layers of screens in front of Phoenix, and he had no chance. Good shot by Maschmeyer.
It seemed like on Friday night, not just on the power play, but even sometimes even strength, they had a lot of puck control up with their defensemen in our zone.
They did. You know, they're used to playing in that Olympic size sheet. They spread their defense fairly good on the offensive blue line, and they're used to that sheet, and you know, we're not. You know, we don't practice on that sheet. It's a difference. It really is. You know, that extra, 10 feet, it can make a difference, the big corners. And we did not do a great job of adjusting. Our team, since I've been here, I can't tell you we've played great on the Olympic sheet, even though we've beaten Minnesota in Minnesota Olympic sheet and tied Wisconsin twice last year. We're much more suited to the NHL-style rink.
We did have a lot of penalties in that game, too, and I wanted to touch a little bit on, did you shorten the bench at all? With the defensemen because of penalties, or was it just trying to get more offense? I noticed Leibinger was out there quite a bit in that second and third period.
Well, we had to get something going. Yeah. I don't think we'd necessarily shorten the bench. We might have short-shifted some guys and double-shifted a guy here or there. So we continue to play everybody. You have to, especially on Friday night, because right. you have to come back on Saturday. So, you know, you don't want to really overplay someone Friday, and they won't be effective on Saturday. So you have to be careful about that. But no, and we tried some different line combinations also. I mean, we just didn't seem like we had everything going. We're firing all cylinders. We did create enough scoring opportunities. When you walk through the game, like we always do as coaches, you chart scoring opportunities, and we had some good ones. We just could not finish. I mean, there's a few scrambles around their net. Dahlstrom has no idea where the puck is. We just couldn't get to it to find it, to put it in the net. So unfortunately, when we just needed a spark, we just needed that first one, and I thought we'd be in good shape. But the game was eerily similar to last year. We went down there and we lost 2-1, and it just seemed to be the same type of game. We just couldn't get anything going. Last year we scored our only goal. It was just wrist shot from the point, found its way in the net. And anyway, it's good for them. They create a lot of the issues that we had on Friday night.
Was Northern at all better than you thought they were going to be in that game Friday night?
Well, I can't say they were better. I mean they've got a good team. I mean, they're led by a couple of their seniors, that are good hockey players, and then obviously a junior in Reed Seckel. But you take Vigie and Higbee, they're seniors, and then Ludwig on defense. I mean, they've got a nice core of senior players and upperclassmen. I don't quote me on this, but I think they only might have played one freshman up front, and I don't think they had anybody on the blue line. So they're an older team.
Right.
They're an older team. They're an experienced team where I think we had maybe seven freshmen in the lineup. So it's a different, and especially on the road. I keep getting back to the road. Most teams play well at home. And, you got to go in there and find a way to beat them on the road.
And then our bench got shortened again because of some misconducts that took place in that game. And did we change? I asked you this before the game on Saturday night. Did we change at all our approach to our battling in the corners on Saturday night compared to Friday night?
Well, I don't think we changed our approach. I just think, we are more ready. Our team is suited more for the NHL-style rink and the aggressive style which we play. When you play in that Olympic sheet, they spread. Northern does a good job. They really spread you out, so it's really hard to get any pressure on your forecheck going. And we just weren't a very good transition team on Friday night. But Saturday, obviously, you know, smaller corners, not as wide. Things happen a lot quicker. You're on top of the net quicker. You're on top of their players a lot quicker. And I thought we took advantage of it. And our team is suited to forecheck aggressively.